Welcome, buddy, to another edition of Everyday Health Hacker. I'm Mike Herzing, along with the always popular Dr. Lisa Liao.
Hi, Mike. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. It's the holidays.
Yes, it is.
Life is good. Got a new year coming. Or it's here. Either one. It's here.
It is here.
So, we got to have a question. So, all right, folks, Dr. Liao, let me finish up here. Dr. Liao is Chief Medical Officer here at Meridian Health Institute in Sugar Land, Texas. I want to get all that stuff out of the way so they know who you are, so how important you are,
because you're
important
sweet.
To me, that's for sure.
Thank you.
Important to a lot of people. and more as soon as they get to know you. And we're going to help you make informed health decisions, because she's going to share some of her knowledge, because she has so much. Her brain is just overflowing. Actually, she's the smartest lady I know.
Oh, thank you.
That's
thank
easy.
You. Very kind.
You ready to get started?
I am. I'm ready.
I've got a person here that's 77. She's got an enlarged prostate.
Okay.
Obviously, it's a male.
Yes, so. It is.
Hope so. His PSA is up there. It's between 5'2 and 5'9. It's been that way for a long time.
Okay.
His internist said take the PSA, and it was between 9'5, so a little bit higher. So now they don't know what to do. So they keep doing a test, and it's between 5'7", and so it's kind of moving around a little bit, so they don't know what to do. So what are ideas? What does the government tell you they want to do right now?
Well, the U.S. Preventive Task Force pretty much tells us to do very much at certain age groups, but I don't really pay attention to what other people tell me how things should be. I do what's right
Imagine
for the patient.
That.
Yeah, a little recalcitrant for that. But one of the things that I do for, especially with men, is the first thing is, you know, if the PSA is elevated, and when I say elevated, it's over 4, that's an elevation. First thing we do is treat it with antibiotics. You know, a lot of times they just have prostatitis. You know, just like women get urinary tract infection, which men can get prostatitis, which is an inflammation of the prostate. And a bacteria can get in there as well. So just a normal antibiotic can take care of that. Usually Bactrim, if they're allergic to that, we'll use something else. We'll repeat the test. For the most part, 85% of the time, it's going to be decreased. A lot of times, it'll just be very what I call wonky. You know, the year before it was this, now all of a sudden it's really high. Sometimes it's the laboratory in itself. You know, there can be a lab that maybe they ran it incorrectly. Maybe that lab sample stayed there for a long time, and now they ran it, and it probably wasn't in its best form, so we'll just repeat the test.
Mm-hmm.
So anytime that there's a concerning of anything, we repeat the test. But let's say that it is elevated, and it's a 12 or 13.
Oh, 12 or 13 is very elevated.
Then we send them to the urologist. You know, back in the days, they would say, you know, hey, we have to do a biopsy. You know, today what we do first is we'll do an MRI with and without contrast, see what we can see, and then make a decision from that. There are a lot of different types. Just like there's a lot of different types of breast cancer, there's different types of prostate cancer. And some of them are very incredibly slow growing. So it becomes a decision with the family of what they would like to do.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one of the things that we'll sit down and we'll go through some of the options of treatment. And some patients at, and usually not at 77, I think 77 is very young. Most of our 77-year-olds are very active. Many are still working. If they're retired, they're still volunteering their time and doing a lot with grandkids. So 77 is truly a young age. So that's the part where we look at what the patient would like to do, and then we start attacking it. What are the options?
Well, you know, the problem is once they start going in there, it's not going to really help anything. You don't heal quite as fast as you did at 40 or 50.
Correct.
You don't do this or that. So why
and a biopsy.
Screw up what you have?
So that's why an MRI is really important. Because
right.
if there is a tumor and it's super small and it's a slow growing and there hasn't been a change in 6 months, a year, 2 years, 3 years, you're probably going to just leave it alone.
Wait a minute.
Number two, and that's a possibility. Not everybody's going to choose that. Number two is if they don't go in and they try to biopsy it, there's a good chance that without an ultrasound guided or some type of diagnostic to help you find the spot, you might miss it. So that's where you'll hear people, just like with also with breast cancer, is that they'll go in several times and they don't find anything. So it is a sit down, here are the options, and make the decision together of what they would like to do. Because it's always the patient's choice.
Absolutely. You know, sometimes you just want to leave things alone and just keep an eye on it. If you don't have any horrible symptoms.
It's a personal decision, and I'm going to honor that decision with the most education that we can find in research to make that decision, and also with the specialists, because the specialists are a big part of that. And that's why in family medicine, you know, we're the hub. We want to make sure everybody gets to the specialist they need to, and make sure that the specialist gets the information back to us.
Yeah, and don't get railroaded, whatever you do. Don't get railroaded.
And it doesn't mean that the first specialist is the specialist you're going to be seeing for treatment either.
Absolutely. So, folks, if you have any questions or any ideas or any comments, info@everydayhealthhacker is the email. Just send it to us. We'd be glad to take care of it. Tackle any other topics, any medical topics you have, or any other topics. We'll take a look at them. Help you with your car if you need to. No problem. Or motorcycle or boat or whatever. We'll take care of it.
We like engines.
Yeah, there we go.
And
our
your
airplanes,
is,
in your case,
yes.
Not a problem. We'll take care of that. So either way, thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. Thank you for subscribing. If you do, we sure appreciate it.
Have a super blessed week, and we look forward to seeing you soon.